我们一起低头同心默祷。
Bow our head and pray in silence.
阿门。哈利路亚，奉主圣名，继续我们下午的崇拜聚会。
Hallelujah, in the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we start our afternoon worship.
我们一起唱诗第四首。
Sing hymn 4.
姐妹，大家平安。
Hallelujah, greetings to all the brothers and sisters.
奉主圣名，开始我们下午继续的崇拜聚会哦。
In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we are continuing our afternoon worship.
那这个下午呢，我们要来查考一章诗篇的一章哈。
And this afternoon, we'd like to study one chapter in the book of Psalms.
那因为呢，通常下午大家精神比较不好哦。
And usually in the afternoon, everybody feels a little fatigue.
所以呢，我们现在呢，要先把这一章念一下。
And so we would like to read it through first.
然后呢，要点名。
And then I like to make an appoint people.
我们会请几位弟兄姐妹哈，看看这一章里面有没有哪一节他特别喜欢的。
And like to ask brothers and sisters, any particular verses that they like.
有哪一节给他一点人生的触动
？And maybe a certain verse that would touch your soul.
然后拿出来跟大家一起分享哦。
And like to bring that out and share with everyone.
那最后面呢，我再来做一个这一章的一个结构上的总结哦。
And at the end, I would like to make a structural conclusion.
所以我想这样子大家精神应该会比较好吧。
So maybe that would energize people.
尤其是那些 知道我对你名字很熟的人啊。
And especially to the people that's well known by me.
哦，精神一定特别的好哦。
And you should feel energized.
好，我们来看诗篇的145篇哦。
And let's turn to Psalms chapter 145.
诗篇的145篇。
Psalms chapter 145.
啊，这一篇是大卫的感恩诗哦。
And this is a thanksgiving hymn by David.
因为在这一章里面啊，大卫花了很多的篇幅在写他要怎么样来歌颂赞美神。
And because in this chapter, many verses are written regarding how to praise the Lord.
好，所以我们要来先把它念一次。
And let's read it through once.
念的时候啊，我们心里就要开始紧张啦。
And so once we reading it, we should feel a little nervousness.
如果等一下我被叫到的话。
So what happens if my name is called?
哇，那我要分享哪一节哦？
And so which verse I should share with everyone?
好，我们来看诗篇的145篇。
The Psalm of Hymns 145.
来，我们一起念哦，从第一节到二十一节哦，很长哦。
Let's all read it together from verse 1 to verse 20.
来，一起念哈，第一节。
Verse 1.
我的神，我的王啊，我要遵从你，我要永远颂赞你的名，我要天天称颂你，也要永永远远赞美你的名。主本为大，该受大赞美，其大无法测度。这代要对那代颂赞你的作为，也要传扬你的大能。我要默念你威严的尊荣和你奇妙的作为，人要传说你可畏之事的能力，我也要传扬你的大德。他们纪念你的大恩，就要传出来，并要歌唱你的公义。神有恩惠，有怜悯，不轻易发怒，大有慈爱。神善待万民，他的慈悲覆庇一切他所造的。神啊，你一切所造的都要称谢你，你的圣名也要称谢你。传说你国的荣耀，谈论你的大能，好叫世人知道你大能的作为，并你国度威严的荣耀。你的国是永远的国，你执掌的权柄存到万代。凡跌倒的，神将他们扶持；凡被压下的，将他们扶起。万民都举目仰望你，随时给他们食物。你张手，使有生气的都随愿饱足。神在他一切所行的无不公义，在他一切所做的都有慈爱。凡求告神的，就是诚心求告他的，神使与他们亲近。敬畏他的，他必成就他们的心愿，也必听他们的呼求，拯救他们。神保护一切爱他的人，却要灭绝一切的恶人。我的口要说出赞美神的话，唯愿凡有血气的都永永远远称颂他的圣名。阿们。 那这一段呢，我们刚刚讲说是大卫的颂赞诗啊，因为在这一段里面呢，啊，大卫用了很大的篇幅啊，来赞美感谢神哈。
And so this chapter is the sum of praise from David because he used many different verses to praise God.
啊，我们也都知道啊，因为啊，大卫因为哦很懂得感恩呐。
And we know that David is a man of knows how to give thanks.
哦，所以他的人生当中啊，神的恩典跟带领特别的多。
And so in his lifetime, there are many blessings from God.
虽然他的人生啊，不见得很顺利。
And although his life is not always smooth.
哦，或者我们应该说他的人生很不顺利。
And maybe we should say that his life is not so smooth.
啊，但是啊，他的人生当中啊，却对神的恩惠以及慈爱有特别的体验跟感受。
But he has profound experiences based on God's guidance and grace.
那所以在145篇里面呢，他在讲到说要颂赞神，感念他的恩典。
And so Psalm chapter 145 it says a praise the Lord and to give thanks to His name.
那在我们点名之前哦。
And before I like to call out names,
啊，我先分享一点哦。
And I like to share one point.
啊，这样才公平哦，不然每次都说传道都不讲哦。
And so this,
偷懒。
And so this is more fair because I don't want to hear any comments saying that the pastor does not share.
啊，我先分享一点，然后我们大家啊再来看有没有人要分享。 啊，如果没有，我们就点名了哈。
And so I'd like to share first, and to see if anybody wants to share. If nobody wants to share, then I'm going to start picking people.
啊，我们来看一下第二节。
And let's read verse 2.
第二节。我要天天称颂你，也要永永远远赞美你的名哦。那在这里呢，提到两个时间呢、啊。
And here it talks about different, two different time frames.
那、啊、我们就常常说哦，看过很快就把它看过去了哦。
And often we will read something through very fast.、
啊、但是我们啊，多看慢一点啊。
And if we read it a little slower,
多想一点哦。
And give it a little more thought.
你会发觉啊，他这里用两个不同的时间来代表他对神的称颂。
And we will see that it's here is using two different time frames to praise the Lord.
一个叫做天天。
And one is every day.
一个叫做永远。
And the other one is forever.
那这两个好像听起来很像。
And this sounds similar.
但其实两个是完全不一样的概念、哦、
But actually, they're two different concepts.
啊，在这里说，大卫说，我要天天颂赞神。
And so David says here that every day he will praise God.
而这代表啊，他那个祷告赞美，那个祷告赞美的长多长啊 ，frequency 哈、啊，多长发生啊？
And we will see that. So from this, we could see that how frequent does he pray?
每一天都祷告，每一天都赞美。
He prays on a daily basis and praises.
其实呢，大卫的人生非常糟，前半段非常糟糕的、啊。
And so the first half of David's life is very bad.
一下被人家追啊。
And he was often chased.
人家要杀他。
And he was a target for murder.
逃命啊。
And he always often have to run for
his life. 打仗啊。
He was in the battle.
所以他的人生是过得非常不安稳的。
So he wasn't in peace during his life.
但是即使在不安稳的人生当中哦
so although in this very unpeaceful state,
他仍然能够天天赞美神啊。
But he can praise God every day.
有时候我们做不到的啊。
And sometimes it's hard for us to do.
我们什么时候赞美神？
And when do we praise God?
哎呀，那个公司发奖金的时候，哇，感谢主，今天加钱。
And maybe when we get bonuses from our company, and we will thank God for that.
什么时候懂得颂赞神？
And when do we know how to praise God?
哇，那个得到福气，得到恩典，路上捡到钱，哎呀，感谢主。
And maybe when we receive a certain blessing or grace, or even found money on the street.
我们那个感谢常常是有一个限制的。
So our thankfulness is sometimes very limited.
一切顺利，感谢主。
So everything is smooth, we will thank God.
得到好处，感谢主。
And if we receive some benefits, we will thank God.
但是当你今天人生没有得到什么好处呢？
But what happens if you're not receiving anything benefit?
啊，当你人生过得不是那么顺利呢？
And maybe your life is not so smooth.
啊，有时候这个时候就感谢不出来啦。
And so often maybe we will lack the thankfulness.
为什么神喜欢大卫？
And why does God likes David?
这跟他祷告的态度非常有关哦。
And this has to do with his attitude towards prayer.
顺境逆境我都天天感谢主。
And whether he's in a very smooth state or a very a disruptive state, he praises God.
那如果我们能够做到这样子啊、哦、
，And if we could do that,
神一定会在我们人生当中给我们开一条路来啊。
God will definitely open up a way for us in our life.
当我们能够在凡事感谢啊
，And if we could give thanks always,
啊这样子啊，神就会让我们的人生啊，在就像保罗讲哈、哦，凡事就会有一个秘诀啊，有一个。知道怎么样过我们的人生呢
？And just like what Paul have stated that there will be a secret that will be revealed, and we know how to live our life.
所以天天感谢是多长哈、哦？那个常常啊、哦、常这常常做这个多长啊、哦、
？And so be thankful on a daily basis is how long?
啊，但是在这里啊、哦，要讲说永永远远啊。
And it's actually forever and ever.
这个也是多长，但是是长度的长啊、哦。
And this is the length.Of time.
哦，一个是平常啊，多么的平凡啊，多长跟多长啊，而是你这种祷告的两种要求哦。
And one is a very ordinary time. It's and the other one is very often. And this is the length of your prayer.
哦，那个长永永远远是代表一个坚持啊，那个信仰颂赞的坚持啊。
And so forever and ever means that you're affirmation towards your faith.
哦，能够啊，不管人生如何啊，我都能够颂赞，而且颂赞到底啊。
And no matter how my life is, I will praise God until forever and ever.
我们有时候会有一个想法哦，说我信了耶稣，我应该是耶稣所爱的哈。
And sometimes we might have a thought that we are, we believe in Jesus and we are loved by God.
既然我是耶稣所爱的，应该世界上的好处全部要被我占到才对啊。
And since we are loved by Jesus, then we should receive all the benefits of the world.
哦，应该啊。哇，那个贫穷的就变成富足。
And the poor will become rich.
病痛的就得到医治。
And the sick will be healed.
啊，混乱的环境啊，就变成很平顺的。
And very disruptive lifestyle will be very peaceful.
但是当我们没有办法得到这一些的时候
，And if we cannot receive these things,
有时候我们笑不出来啊。
And we won't be able to even laugh.
啊，在路加福音里讲了一个人呐。
So Gospel Luke describe a person.
那这应该是大家很熟，这个财主跟拉撒路的故事啊。
And I'm pretty sure everybody is familiar with the story of the wealthy man, the rich man and Lazarus.
我们常讲这个拉撒路好棒啊，最后在亚伯拉罕的怀抱里啊。
And we know that Lazarus at the end, he's so wonderful because he's in lies in the bosom of Abraham.
啊，但是如果你看一看拉撒路还没有死的时候啊。
But if you look at the life of Lazarus before his death.
请问他有没有变成有钱？
And was he very rich?
没有啊，从一开始是乞丐，死的时候还是乞丐啊。
And no, because from the beginning he was a beggar. At the end, he was a beggar as well.
人生从来没有在世界上翻盘啊，没有在世界上有翻盘的机会啊。
And usually you cannot have any big major changes in your life.
哦，我们没有本来想说，哎呀，拉撒路爱主，结果路上捡到了一箱的黄金啊，感谢主就发达了啊。
And we never read that the fact that Lazarus loves the Lord and then he found a bag of gold and he became very wealthy.
没有，拉撒路死的时候还是一个乞丐。
No, because when he died, he still died as a beggar.
但是重点是他死后是在亚伯拉罕的怀抱里。
But importantly, he died in the bosom of it. After death, he lies in the bosom of Abraham.
哦，所以我们今天啊，作为一个基督徒啊。
So today, us as a Christian,
我们要学习在任何情况下都要能懂得感恩哦。
We have to learn how to be thankful at all times.
在任何情况下都懂得知足。
And we have to be complacent at all times.
在各种情况下都能看到主有他好的旨意。
And we have to see the wonderful will of God at all times.
使得我们能够天天颂赞，永远颂赞。
And so that we could praise on a daily basis and we could praise forever and ever.
那这样子一个基督徒的信仰就会变得活泼哦。
And so, and this way, a Christian's life will be a lively.
好，我讲完了。
And so I concluded my sharing.
换你们了。
And now it's your turn.
哦，从第一节到第二十一节啊，请任选一节跟大家做分享啊。
And pick one verse from.Verse 1 to 20.
看你觉得哪一节，哎，你觉得很不错的，哎，对我有点帮助的啊。
And any verse that you feel beneficial to yourself.
有没有自愿的？一定没有。
And do you have any volunteers?
有没有自愿的？
Any volunteers?
要不然我要自愿，哎，跑掉。啊，有啊，那我就帮你们自愿哦。
And so I'm gonna volunteer on your behalf.
今天谁领诗的？
And who leads, who led hymns today?
请分享一下。需要麦克风吗？很短没有关系啊，来请。第五节哦。
And I like verse 5. 'd like to take this verse as a warning to myself because we have to honor God. So I hope that throughout my lifetime I could walk on the pathway of the Lord. Although although I haven't gone through any major testimonial events in my life, but I have little bits and pieces of God's blessing towards me.
That's it. Verse 5.
And they will speak of the glorious splendor of your majesty.
And
often in our life, we might not have any great events. So many people will say that I have no testimony or any kind of events in my life. And you see that God always loves other people, but not me. And but if you ask the people who bears who bear testifies,
那些什么被卡车撞到没有死的啦。
And whoever that was hit by a truck and did not die.
癌症末期啊，没有死，属医治的啦。
And terminal cancer that was healed.
哦，你去问问这些做见证的人哦。
And you could ask these people that bear testimony.
如果让他们选。
If you let them choose.
他是要一个平安的生活，还是要被卡车撞到没有死呢？
Does he want a peaceful life, or does he want a life of being hit by a truck and did not die?
我想我们都会选择一个平安稳妥的生活嘛。
And I'm pretty sure we like to choose a life in a very stable state.
啊，你不会讲说，哎呀，为了要做见证，哎呀，卡车最好撞一下，看看会不会死啊。
And I don't think you're the person that, oh, I want to testify for God, so why don't the truck hit me and I could bear testimony?
哦，所以人生的平安啊，本身就是一种恩典啊。
So a person'speacefulness in his life, it's kind of like a grace.
所以他们讲说 no news is good news 啊，就是有时候没有发生什么事就是一件好事啊。
And so sometimes there's the phrase no news is good news. That means if something has not happened, that means it's good.
啊，但是我们要懂得思想啊。
But we should learn how to think.
啊，我们要懂得数算恩典。
And we have to count our blessings.
啊，像我们刚刚讲说，有时候是小小的一点一点的哈。
And I often say the things that happen to us is little bits and pieces.
但是怎么样决定一个人的信仰活不活泼，差别就在这里啊。
And how to determine whether a person's faith is lively, it's determined based on this.
信仰不活泼的，就觉得说每天就是一日过一日，一年复一年嘛。
And the people that feels that their faith is not lively, they feel that they are just wasting time.
就是每天就是过日子啊 每天就是过日子。
And every day they just live their life, but it's nothing.Uncommon.
啊，但是啊，一个懂得一个信仰很活泼的人哦。
But a person who understand their faith and spirituality.
那个就是啊，他们常常在数说，哎呀，你看我今天，哎呀，感谢主啊，主恩典，主保守，主看顾啊。
And they often count their blessings because every day they would think that, oh, this is what God has done for me.
哦，就大大小小事情就觉得说主就在我的身边。
And events big or small, they feel that God is right alongside with them.
啊，当你天天看到主耶稣在你旁边。
And if you see God next to you on a daily basis,
啊，你的信仰怎么可能不活泼？
And how would your life not be alive?
你的生命怎么可能不感恩？
And how can you not be thankful about your life?
啊，所以要懂得数算恩典。
So you have to learn how to count your blessings.
好，下一个。
And next.
最近，每次坐地盘的。啊，最近，哪一节？第八节
and I like verse 8.
啊哈。谢谢哈，嗯，啊，我想至今对这一节可能真的很有体会哈。
And I feel that she really has a feel for this verse.
好，我们看一下诗篇一百零三篇。
Now let's turn to Psalms chapter 103.
我们看诗篇一百零三篇。
Psalm chapter 103.
诗篇一百零三篇的第一节。
Psalm chapter 103 verse 1。
第一节。
Verse 1。
我的心啊，你要称颂神，在我里面的也要称颂他的圣名。我的心啊，你要称颂神，不可忘记他一切的恩惠。他赦免你一切的罪孽，医治你一切的疾病。他救赎你的命，脱离死亡，以仁爱和慈悲为你的冠冕。我们看第八节。
Verse 8。
神有怜悯，有恩典，不轻易发怒，且有丰盛的慈爱。他不长久责备，也不永远怀怒。他没有按照我们的罪过待我们，也没有照我们的罪孽报应我们。天离地何等的高，他的慈爱像敬畏他的人是何等的大。东离西有何有多远，他叫我们的过犯离我们也多远。父亲怎样连续自己的儿女，主也怎样连续敬畏他的人。我觉得、大卫的诗、真的很有感情、
And I really feel that David'sPsalms are full of love and full of feelings.
大卫对神的慈爱怜悯也特别有很深的感动、
And he is very emotional and very sensitive to God's love and compassion.
因为他的人生当中有做过错事。
And because he has committed the wrongdoing.
但是在错误当中，他看到神怎么样赦免他。
But in these wrongdoings, he sees that how God has come to forgive him.
所以当我们软弱的时候、
So when we are weak.
我们千万不要让把自己放掉，不要放弃自己啊！
And do not let yourself go.
这里说神有恩惠有怜悯啊。
And it says that God has grace and love.
不轻易发怒，大有慈爱啊。
And he's full of compassion. He's not easily to anger.
这是你跟我都要深记在心中的。
And this is something that you and I have to.Remember deeply.
这是神对我们的恩惠啊。
And this is the grace that God has towards us.
但是啊，这个我们也要学习这个榜样哦。
But we should also learn from this example.
所以啊，下次啊，哇，在家里的时候哦。
So next time when we're home.
哇，当你准备啊要开口骂师通的时候哦。
And when you're ready to maybe rebuke your husband.
不轻易发怒啊。
And so you have to remember not easily to anger.
师通，这是你的保命符哦，下次就拿出来，赶快念给志晶听哦。
And so the husband should treat this verse as gracious.
说啊，神，你看神这是不轻易发怒，有怜悯，你也怜悯我一下哦。
And so God is very compassionate, so you have to have compassion towards me.
感谢主啊！来下一个。
Thank God.
有没有自愿的
？Any volunteers?
有秀凤自愿嘛，对不对？秀凤自愿，我看自愿的哈，我帮你自愿的。秀凤挑一节。十九节
，verse 19。
好，谢谢。那这里讲说敬畏他。
And so here is, it says to fear him.
其实啊，十八、十九、二十哈，是告诉我们啊，大卫的祷告为什么神要听啊。
And so verse 18, 19, and 20 tells us why God listens to David's prayer.
我们来找找看，有三个要求哈。你要神听你的祷告，要回应你的祷告，有三个要求哦。
And so there are three criteria in order for God to answer your prayer.
来，我们来找找看哪三个要求。
And which three criteria?
我们刚刚讲哦，秀凤讲说敬畏他哦。
And want us to fear him.
还有呢？还有呢
？And what is the other ones?
还有没有？在哪里？第十。八集哦，诚心求告，还有没有
？And all that call on him in truth, verse 18.
在哪里
？And anyone else?
我们现在有诚心求告、 敬畏他的。还有呢？
So we have call on him in truth and fear him. What else?
还有一个。
There's one more.
Michael. 爱他哦。
And love him.
哦，在这里啊，大卫说啊，你要神要，我祷告神马上给我垂听啊。
And so David says that immediately he prays that God answers his prayer.
啊，奇怪啊，你祷告怎么神都没有在听啊？
And how come when you pray, God is not listening?
我们有时候不要觉得是神的问题啊。
And sometimes we shouldn't think of it of this as God's problem.
啊，神啊，你不公平啊，他祷告你都听，我祷告你都不理我。
God, you're not being fair because you only listen to other people's prayer, but not me.
啊，在这里告诉我们啊，这大卫说我祷告有三招啊。
And so David tells us here that I have three ways when I pray.
我们祷告有这三招啊，神一定听你的。
And when you use these three ways, then God will definitely listen to you.
第一个叫做诚心求告哦。
And one is to call on Him in truth.
你要真的从心底向神呼求。
And you really have to call out God from the bottom of your heart.
有时候要用心啊。
And you have to use your heart.
有时候我们还要祷告啊，两分钟，哎呀，神你不给我算了。
And sometimes when we pray for 2 minutes and we will say to God, if you don't want to give it to me, forget you then.
啊，神啊，你都不帮我，你都不听我，都是你不好。
And you refuse to listen to me and this is all you.
有祷告不代表有诚心啊。
And so that often when you pray, it doesn't mean that you pray in truth.
因为诚心你是诚心的人，你是真正相信，真正依靠啊。
And so a person with a truthful heart, you have total reliance.
啊，但是有时候我们啊，祷告信心都不够哦。
And often when we pray, we lack faith.
我们祷告的里面啊，抱怨很多啊。
And we have many complaints in our prayer.
神啊，为什么？为什么？为什么
？God, why this and why that? Why?
真的，我们如果要抱怨啊，那个什么，大卫他能够抱怨很多啊。
And if you want to complain, David complains a lot.
你的人生有大卫可怜吗
？And is your life more pitiful than David's?
高立作王哦，特别说，哎呀，你大卫，撒母耳给你高，要你作王。
And he was anointed by Prophet Samuel to be king.
结果呢，哇，开始逃跑，开始被追，开始人家要杀他。
And then he started to be started to fight and to flee for his life.
连他自己能跟随他的人呐、啊，都背叛，想要杀他。
And even his own followers wanted to betray him.
连他的儿子都起来呀、啊，要杀他。
And even his sons wanted to kill him.
我讲实话，我们的人生啊，没有他那么惨呐、啊。
And I don't think our life is much unworthy.
那但是啊。大卫啊，不管在什么环境里面啊
，no matter what kind of state David is in，
大卫都求告神啊
，he often prays to God。
那保罗也是啊
，and so Paul's the same way。
你去看看保罗的生活
，and so if you see the lives of Paul，
啊，谁敢比我惨啊？真的是
，and who is worse than me？
真的，保罗的人生没有人比他更惨的、啊，我们在座没有人比他更惨的、啊。
And I don't think any one of us has a worse life than Paul.
哎，人家保罗过得很开心啊。
But Paul lives very happy.
保罗人生里面充满了盼望啊。
And because his life is full of hope.
保罗常常喜乐啊。
And he is very joyful.
啊，为什么呢
？And why?
因为啊，神跟他们神跟他们同在啊。
And because God is with him all the time.
为什么神跟他们同在
？And why does God with them all?
因为他不管在什么环境之下，都是诚心求告主啊。
Because no matter under what type of condition, they are pray to God in truth.
我想啊，大卫在逃跑的时候祷告很多次啊。
And when David was fleeing from his chasers, he often prayed.
啊，但是啊，神没有马上就给他回应，没有马上给他答案啊。
And but God did not immediately reply to him.
但是他从来不放弃啊。
But he never give up.
因为他知道啊，只要坚持到底的啊，神一定给你答案啊。
Because he knows as long as he holds on till the end, God will give him an answer.
有时候我们在这个过程啊，在这个痛苦的过程啊，看不到出路的、啊。
And sometimes, often when we are in this very painful state, we
看不到亮光。
There are no exit.There's no light.
因为啊，我们心中啊，常常那个虽然认识神，但是没有办法诚心靠他。
And because we often know God, but we cannot have complete reliance.
你知道神可以帮助。
You know that God can help you.
但是你信不下去。
But you don't believe.
就像那个孩子，一个孩子的爸爸。
And just like maybe a child's father.
他说啊，对主耶稣说，我信，但我信不足啊。
And he said to Jesus that I believe, but I lack belief.
我们知道神可以帮助我们啊。
We know that God can help us.
但是啊，真的诚心信不下去啊。
And but no matter what, we cannot have the heart to go on.
以致我们好像在那个黑暗的通道里面看不到亮光啊。
And so that we're in this dark abyss and see no light.
啊，但是如果你能够诚心求告
，And but if you could pray to God in truth,
你知道走过死荫幽谷，我必能够得到欢喜。
And if we walk through the shadow of the dark valley of death, we will receive true happiness.
现在神没有给我答案。
But God has not given me an answer now.
我相信他有一天一定会给我答案。
I'm sure that one day he will give me an answer.
我虽然现在很痛苦。
I feel very painful.
但是我相信有一天神一定会告诉我为什么。
And I'm pretty sure that one day God will definitely tell me why.
使我的苦难成为有意义的。
So all that my suffering becomes more meaningful.
当你能够这样的相信啊。
And when you can believe this way,
这样的诚心求告啊、
哦、，and you when you could really pray this way,
虽然你还是在那个黑暗的坑洞里面啊
，and although you're still in that dark abyss,
但是啊，远远望见有一个亮光
，and far away there's a gleam of light,
那是代表一个 hope 哈，一个将来你最后走到的出口，有一个出口等着你
，and that represents an exit point, a hope
啊，但是要诚心求告啊、哦、
，but you have to pray to him in truth.
啊，不止诚心呢
，and not only in truth.
啊，第二讲要敬畏他啊
，and but you have to fear him.
啊，敬畏啊，要 fear 就是要怕他
，and you have to really fear him.
如果信耶稣信到不会怕，这个信仰有问题啊、哦。
And if you believe Jesus until to a state that you have no fear and there's a problem.
我们今天信仰有没有恐惧
？And do we feel fear in our hearts? Sometimes?
如果没有恐惧，有时候我们都是信仰，代表我们信仰有问题哦。
And if you don't have any fear, that means you really might have some sort of problem.
恐惧什么
？And what are you fearing?
不是恐惧人。
And you're not fearing men.
更不用恐惧魔鬼。
And you're not fearing the devil.
但是恐惧什么
？And who are you fearing?
怕神。
And you have to fear God.
一个人要是不会怕神，很危险的。
And if a person does not know how to fear God, it's very dangerous.
哦，我们今天。常常讲爱神
，and today we often talk about loving God.
但是我们有时候不太讲怕神
，but we often lack talking about fearing God.
是不是大家都讲说，哎呀，神是慈爱，神有恩典，哎呀，信耶稣真好，满得福气。
Often everyone would say that it's great to believe in Jesus because you have all these blessings and grace.
圣经里面常常讲恐惧战惊，完成你得救的功夫啊。
And the Bible often mentioned that you have to be fear and trembling to finish your faith.
我们看希伯来书哦。
And let's turn to Hebrew.
看希伯来书的第十二章。
Let's turn to Hebrew chapter 12.
希伯来书的第十二章。
Hebrew chapter 12.
十二章的第二十八节
Hebrew chapter 12 verse 28
希伯来书第十二章二十八节
Hebrew chapter 12 verse 28
这里说所以我们既得了不能震动的国就当感恩造神所喜悦的用虔诚敬畏的心侍奉神因为我们的神乃是烈火哈，那这里要告诉我们啦，我们要记住一件事情啊。
And we have to remember one thing.
他说我们的神乃是烈火啊。
And our God is a consuming fire.
我们不是讲说神是爱啊，神是慈悲，神是怜悯啊。
But often we often talk about God is love, God is compassion, God is mercy.
但是请不要忘了神乃是烈火啊。
And don't forget that God is a consuming fire as well.
新约跟旧约的神都是一样啊。
And Old Testament and New Testament alike.
神就是公义跟慈悲啊，公义跟怜悯啊。
And God is righteousness and mercy.
神有慈悲。悲怜悯的一面
，and God has a very merciful side，
但是他也有公义的标准
，but He has a standard of righteousness。
哦，所以在这里告诉我们要存敬畏，要害怕他。
And so here it tells us that we have to be fear，
在恐惧当中享受他的慈爱。
And in fear we enjoy His love。
什么意思
？And what does that mean？
就是说啊，我们享受他的恩典。
And means that we receive His grace。
但是信仰绝对不能放肆啊。不能乱来啊
！But you cannot just let loose of your faith.
不能 abuse 啊，不能滥用他的爱啊
！And you cannot abuse God's love.
哦，要恐惧战惊，完成得救的功夫啊
！And you have to feel and you have to be you have to fear and tremble.
圣经里面告诉我们啊， 啊，圣经里面告诉我们哦。
And the Bible tells us.
他说啊，神的恩典啊，是对那些爱他的人呐、啊。
And God's grace is towards those who loves Him.
啊，但是啊，他对那些啊违背道理啊，神的审判是严厉的啊。
And those who against His commandment, His judgment is fierce.
哦，所以我们今天啊，不要啊，在那个只讲爱啊。
So let's not only talk about love.
要享受神的爱，要懂得爱神。
We know how to enjoy God's love. We know how to love Him.
但是要小小心心的保守自己在神的道中。
But we have to be very careful and to keep ourselves within the love of God.
保持圣洁。
And we have to keep holy.
遵守道理。
And we have to keep the words.
参与圣工。
And we have to participate in holy works.
使我们能够在恐惧中完成得救的功夫啊。
And so in fear and tremble, we could complete salvation.
哦，所以一个人如果信神，信到不怕神啊。
And so if a person who believes in God and to a point that he does not fear Him.
这种信仰是危险的。
And this faith is very dangerous.
你不怕神，你就什么都敢做啊。
And if you don't fear God, you're willing to do anything.
哦，所以信要怕神。
So when you believe, you have to fear.
哦，我们祷告当中要尊重，要怕神哦。
And when we pray, we have to respect God and fear Him.
哦，所以在这里告诉我们啊，那第一哈、哦、我们要好、哦，所以在这里跟我们说，第一点啊，我们要诚心；第二要敬畏，要尊重。尊重信仰啊。
And so, first thing tells us here that we have to ask Him in truth.
那第三哦，这里说要爱他。
And then we have to respect our faith. And third, we have to love Him.
但什么叫做爱神？
And what does it mean to love God?
我们常常基督徒一天到晚在讲爱，对不对？
And Christians, we often talk about God a lot.
全世界三四千个基督教派，大家都讲爱啊。
And the 3,000-4,000 different denominations of Christianity all talk about love.
爱神，哇，这样那个当。那个旗摇来摇去啊，哇，我好爱神啊
！Waving a big banner, loving God.
但是在走，有没有想想什么叫爱神
？And have we really thought about what is really loving God?
有时候我们只是讲爱神，但是我们不知道什么叫爱神啊。
And we often talk about love God, but we don't know what it means.
所以什么叫爱神
？So what does it mean by to love God?、
啊、主耶稣讲得很清楚哦。
And Jesus stated very clearly.
他说：“爱我的。”必守我的诫命。
And whoever loves me will obey my commandments.
什么叫爱神？
And what does it mean by love God?
就是你听话啊。
And that means you're very obedient.
你听圣经里面主耶稣交代的话啊。
And you listen to the teachings in the Bible.
这个才叫做爱神啊。
And this is loving God.
啊，如果说啊，哇，你说你很爱神。
And if you say that you love God,
啊，但是你的生活、行为、举止啊，哇，比外面没有信的人还坏啊。
And but your lifestyle it's worse than the people on the outside.
假的。
And it's all fake.
哦，这种不是真正爱神啊。
And this is not true love God.
约翰一书告诉我们啊。
And First John tells us.
约翰告诉我们说啊，爱神的必守诫命啊。
And whoever loves God will obey His commandments.
守他的律法。
And you obey His decree.
哦，这个才叫做真正的爱神啊。
And this is the one that truly loves God.
哦，所以我们今天啊，不要啊，看这个世界上告诉你的一些观念啊。
And so today we should not reflect on the images that's passed down.From the world.
哇，这个世界告诉你啊，哎呀，你就说，哎呀，我爱神啊，你看我从心底爱神，我才来聚会嘛。
And the world tells you that yes, we love God because I love God from the bottom of my heart. That's why.
哇，在房间里放一个十字架啊，哇，再给他摸两下，流两滴眼泪啊。
And maybe I hang a cross, a crucifix in my room, and I would touch it and I would shed tears.
啊，但是啊，离开那个房间以后啊，哇，那个行为有够坏呀。
And once I leave my room, but I have very bad behavior.
哇，那个什么罪都敢犯啊。
And I dare to challenge all sins.
啊，然后回到房间啊，再来哭两下啊。
And I come back into the room, I would mourn again. I would cry again.
假的，这都是假的。
And this is all fake.
这个神眼里，这种不叫真正爱他。
And in the eyes of God, this is not really loving God.
爱神啊，你就听他的话啊。
And loving God is to listen to God's words.
虽然没有办法完全。
And although you cannot be complete.
啊，但是你会努力。
But you will try very hard.
哦，我们会努力越来越像他。
And we will try very hard.To becoming like God,
努力去讨他的喜欢。
And we will try hard to have him in favor of us.
哦，所以爱神是要付出努力跟代价的啊。
And so, to love God, you need to make sacrifices.
爱神不是一个口号，不是一个 slogan， 然后不是一个口号。
And this is not a slogan.
哦，所以在这里告诉我们说，你要你的祷告得到回应吗
？And so here it says that do you want your prayers to be answered?
从心做起。
And it has to be from your heart.
诚心求告。
And you have to call on him in truth.
从态度开始。
And this is from your attitude.
对神怀着尊重敬畏的心。
And to God, you have a very respectful and fearing heart.
在行为上努力。
And you have to work hard on your actions.
因为爱神，所以我守圣经的道理。
And because I love God, I want to observe all the commandments in the Bible.
过着圣洁的生活，讨神喜悦。
And I want to live a holy life, and I want to please God.
做到这三样。
And once you can complete these three things.
对，你像大卫一样，一祷告，神就给你垂听了。
And you will be like David. Once you pray, God will listen.
好，所以这个是神垂听祷告的方法哦。
And so this is the way that God will listen to prayers.
我们还有没有人要分享的
？And do we have anything we want like to share?
Federico， 十四节
，and verse 14。And the Lord upholds all those who fall and lifts up all those who bow down.And this verse reminds me that God's care upon me is very prudent. And if God would not let us fall, we will not fall. And let's turn to Psalm chapter 90.
诗篇九十篇哦。哦，诗篇九十一篇。
Psalm chapter 91.Psalm chapter 91, verse 11. And so here it says that God loves us so we will not fall.So this does not mean that we will definitely not fall. And so maybe this is our own actions will cause us to fall. And maybe this is a training that comes from God to let us fall.And but if we do fall, we have God right next to us to carry us. And last week we studied about the relationship between Peter and Lord Jesus.And so Lord Jesus said to Peter that if you do fall, I would not let you lose your faith. Because I want you to turn around and take care of your brothers. And so in Peter's entire life, Jesus often care about him.And very obvious, it's when Jesus was walking on the sea, and this links to verse 14. And so Peter asked Lord Jesus if he could walk over to him, and Jesus says yes.But when Peter saw the heavy wind and storm blowing, and his faith was very low, and he was when he about to fall, but Jesus held him up. And so Jesus will not let us fall, even though if we fall, it's probably arrangement from God and through His ways.
哦，谢谢哈。啊，在十四、十五、十六哈。
And verse 14, 15, and 16.
啊，这是在讲到神的慈爱的表现啊。
And this is the revelation of God's mercy that's shown.
啊，十四节这里告诉我们说神怎么样爱我们。
And verse 14 tells us how much God loves us.
就是神在我们跌倒的时候要扶持我们啊。
And the Lord upholds all those who fall.
啊，在我们这最无助的时候，神会帮助啊。
And in our most weakest state, God will help us.
哦，所以在约翰福音啊，主耶稣答应我们哦。
So in the book of John, the Gospel of John, that Jesus have promised us.
他说啊，我必不撇下你为孤儿啊。
And he says, I will not let you to be orphaned.
啊，所以我们不管在什么样的环境啊。
So it doesn't matter what environment we're in.
我们千万不要忘记这是神对我们的应许。
And let's not forget that this is a promise from God.
即使全世界都离开你了。
And although the whole world departed from you.
即使你最亲的人都放弃你了。
And although your closest persons to you have neglected you.
即使你最好的朋友背叛了你啊。
And your best friend has betrayed you.
你觉得自己好像是这个世界上一个巨大的弃婴啊。
And you feel like you're the big orphan in this world.
不要忘记主说，我绝不撇下你。
And let's not forget that the Lord says that I will not forsake you.
我们看一下以赛亚书哦。
And let's turn to Isaiah.
以赛亚书的第三十章。
Isaiah chapter 30.
以赛亚书的三十章。
Isaiah chapter
30. 的第十八节
，verse 18，
十八节
，verse 18，
神必然等候要施恩给你们，必然兴起好怜悯你们，因为神是公平的神，凡等候他的都是有福的。十九节
，verse 19，
百姓必在锡安，在耶路撒冷居住，你不再哭泣。主必因你哀求的声音施恩于你，他听见的时候就必应允你。二十节
，20。
主虽然以艰难给你当饼，以困苦给你当水，你的教师却不再隐藏，你的眼必看见你的教师。二十一节，你或向左或向右，必听见后边有声音说，这是正路，要行在其中。哦，我们有时候人生啊，就是这样走在艰难当中啊。
And often, we know we encounter many difficulties in our life.
那但是在这里，主耶稣给我们一个应许啊。
And but God, right here, Jesus has a promise.
他说啊，你必不再哭泣啊。
And it says that you will not be you will not weep no more.
以色列人在埃及地的时候啊。
And when the Israelites are in Egypt,
他们做工命苦就哭了，就哭求神啊。
And when they're working very hard and then they feel very bad, they will cry out to the Lord.
圣经怎么说？
And what did the Bible say?
圣经说，我听见，我看见，我下来。
And the Bible says that I've heard, I've listened, and I will come down to you.
哦，所以啊，当我们软弱的时候，千万要记住这句话啊。
And so if we feel weak, we have to remember this.
当你哭求神，
when we cry out to the Lord,
神要听见、看见，他必要下来。
And God will hear and listen and see, and then will come down to you.
给我们开出一条路哦。
And a pathway will be open for us.
哦，所以神要在我们跌倒时候扶我们一把。
And so he will uphold us when we fall.
啊，另外一个恩典。
And another grace.
十五节哦。
Verse 15.
啊，十五节说，你随时给他们食物啊。
And you will give them food at the proper time.
哦，这是神啊，会看顾我们生活上的需要啊。
And so he oversees all of our needs.
哦，使我们啊，那个在这个世间当中啊，有什么？其实啊，那个神都已经看到，神知道我们需要什么。
And so it doesn't matter, in our life, whatever that we needed, he has seen it and he will give it to us.
啊，能够做我们随时的保障哦。
And he's our guarantor.
啊，所以既然这样，你还有怕什么呢
？So even though if this is the case, so what are you afraid of?
经济不好，你怕什么呢？
And who cares if the economy is bad?
公司营运不好，你怕什么呢？
And who cares if your company is not doing well?
那主耶稣应许你啊，他总是会照顾你的。
And God has, Jesus has promised you he will take care of you.
哦，所以基督徒要能够筹划未来，但不是恐惧未来。
And a Christian needs to know how to plan for the future, but does not mean to fear for the future.
人生可以 以有计划啊。
And you could have planning in your life.
但是人生不需要活在恐惧当中。
You do not live into a fearful in a fearful state.
因为这里说啊，神随时要给你食物啊。
And because it says here that God will often give you food.
十六节啊。
Verse 16.
他说啊，使有生气的都随愿饱足哦。
And you satisfy the desire of every living being.
哦，这个又不一样了啊。
And so this is different.
第二个跟第二个叫做什么？给你食物啊，就是哦，给你帮助啦，给你你需要的啊。
And the second thing is to give you food and give you what you need.
哦，所以啊，人生不用担心太多，神要给你啊，那你天上降玛哪，你不用怕。
And so you don't have to worry about what you need in this world because the heaven will send down manna for you.
啊，曾经有一个信徒哦。
And there was once a member.
啊，原本生活很辛苦的。
And well, before that, this person lives in a very harsh life.
啊，结果后来啊，开始工作了，赚点钱呢。
And this person started to work.
啊，开了一家店哦。
And opened a store.
啊，店的生意还不错。
And the business was running well.
啊，但是啊，钱永远都赚不够的啊。
But it seems that you could never stop, never be satisfied making money.
哦，所以又开了另外一家店。
And so you open up, so this person opens up another store.
哦，所以白天先生顾一间。
So in the daytime, the husband will be watching one store.
啊，太太晚上顾另外一间。
And the nighttime, the wife will be overseeing another store.
两个夫妻都很忙。
And so the husband, both the husband and wife is very busy.
哦，所以啊，两个夫妻很少见面啊。
And so they often would not see each other.
两个夫妻都很忙。
And so they are very busy.
啊，所以小孩就丢在家里给电视养啊。
And so they throw the kids at home and let them be raised up by television.
哦，那个连那安息日啊，哇，很一直看手表啊。
And during Sabbath time, they will often look at their watch.
啊，没办法，要赶到回去要工，要赶快回去公司啊。
And because they were rushing back to the company.
那到后来有一个长老跟他们说哈。
And at the end, there was an elder that tells them.
他说啊，会出水的泉一个就够了。
And if you have a well that gives water.All you need is one.
哦，你如果哈那个挖，你知道以前那个挖水井啊，如果很会出水啊，哇，那个水源很丰富的话啊。
And you know when searching for water sources and you have to dig a well, if the water is plentiful, then all you need is one.
一口井就够你啊。
All you need is one well.
啊，所以那个弟兄回去就想了很久啊。
And so the brother went back and gave it a very long and hard thought.
想通了。
And he think it through.
就把另外一家店，就把一家店关掉了。
So he closed off the other store.
哎，虽然还看起来好像收入减少了。
And it seems like maybe they lost a bit of income.
哎，但是啊，大家好像都喘了一口气一样哦。
But it seems like they could actually breathe.
哇，原本两个是累到每天都是忙忙忙累累累。
And because every day they used to be so busy.
哦，所以很累啊，所以对夫妻两个啊，就常常起争执啊，因为累嘛。
And because they're so tired, and so they often would have conflict.
也没有时间带小孩管小孩啊。
And they would not have the time to watch over the children.
哎，现在两个人顾一间店。
And so now, both of them will only see one store.
两个还可以轮流。
And they could take turns.
还可以陪孩子啊，在家里陪孩子。
And they could spend some quality time with their children at home.
哎，是啊，看起来好像少了。
And yes, it seems like you're missing something here.
啊，但是他第一，他的家庭正常了。
But the first thing is that the family became normal.
啊，第二啊，到年底算一算，其实也没有少很，也没有少多少啊。
And the second thing is that towards the end of the year, they counted their income, their revenue, didn't seem like they had any loss.
讲实话，你多能吃。
And let's be truthful. How much food can you really eat?
你多能睡。
How much sleep can you really sleep?
你家里有五个房间，你能够睡几间？
And if you have five rooms in your house, how many rooms you could stay?
哇，你拼命赚钱，你一天可以吃八餐吗？
And you're making so much money, can you really eat eight meals a day?
你买了一个大房子，五个房间，你可以每两个小晚上每两个小时起来换一个床吗？
And you have five rooms in your house, can you really wake up every 2 hours in the middle of the night to switch rooms to sleep?
人用的就是这么多而已啊。
And you only using a tiny bit.
哦，所以啊，这个哦，人世间的追求哦， 真的不值得我们花所有的精力啊。
And so all this pursuit in your lifetime is not really worth our efforts.
因为神要给你食物啊，从天降玛拿给你。
And because God will send you food from heaven.
啊，但是第三个他说啊，让你饱足，这就不一样了。
And but the third thing that it says to, is to satisfy all of your desires.
这个是什么？这是让你的内心能够知足哦。
And this means that your heart will be satisfied.
你拥有很多不代表你会知足啊。
And although, even though if you own a lot of different things, it does not mean that you will be satisfied.
以前那个台湾最有钱的人啊。
And, you know, the richest man in Taiwan before.
哦，那个他一直上班上班上班努力工作啊。
And he constantly works and works.
哦，成为台湾最有钱的人啊。
And he became the richest man in Taiwan.
钱对他来讲已经没有意义啦。
And the money has no meaning to him.
但是他还是拼命在赚钱啊。
But he's constantly working and making money.
他最后是上班上到94岁死在出差啊。
And he worked until when he was 40 years old. He died doing in the middle of his work.
94岁还在上班啊。
And 94 years old, he was still working. 94
岁出差的时候死在旅馆啊。
And when he was working till 94 years old, he died in a hotel while on a business trip.
这个叫做台湾最有钱的人。
And this is the richest man in Taiwan.
我觉得他比我穷多了。
And I feel that he's a lot poorer than me.
我真的觉得他比我穷多了。
And I really feel that he's a lot poorer than me.
为什么？因为我不管吃多吃少，我都知足感谢啊。
And because no matter how much do I eat, I'm always satisfied.
我懂得欣赏我的人生啊。
And I know how to enjoy my life.
我懂得享受神所赐给我的一切啊。
And I really know how to enjoy whatever God has assigned to me.
所以我是有钱人啊。
So I am a rich man.
如果你懂得欣赏你所拥有的。
And if you know how to enjoy what you have.
珍惜神所赐你的。
And you really treasure the things that God has given you.
你就是有钱人啊。
And you are a wealthy man.
因为神使你饱足啊，很满意啊。
And because God makes you satisfied.
啊，但是如果你不饱足哦。
But if you're not satisfied.
你赚再多的钱，你都觉得自己很可怜啊。
And no matter how much money you make, you will feel you would have this self-pity.
哇，你赚再多的钱，总是有人比你更有钱啊。
And no matter how much money you make, there are other people that's more wealthier than you.
这叫可怜人。
And this is somebody that's pitiful.
作为一个恩典啊，神的恩典叫使我们知足啊。
And so God's grace will let us be satisfied.
哦，所以如果你一天到晚在看别人
，So if you're constantly looking at other people,
哇，你看他有钱呢。
And he's so wealthy.
你看他的车子。
And look at his car.
你看他的房子。
And look at his house.
你看他的生意。
And look at his business.
如果你每天都在看这些啊
，And if you're constantly looking at this,
对不起，你这是标准的穷人啊。
And I'm sorry, you are indeed a very poor man.
因为不知足的就是穷人啊。
And because whoever that does not feel satisfied will be a poor man.
所以吃多吃少，懂得感恩的就是有钱人啊。
And more or less that you eat, but most importantly, you know how to give thanks will be a rich man.
所以你是有钱人吗？
Are you a rich man?
哦，所以在这里讲说得到的三个恩典。
And so here it talks about the three grace.
神扶持帮助。
And God will hold uphold those who fail.
神安排生活给予食物。
And God arranges food at the proper time.
神让我们饱足。有一个满足的人生。
And God satisfies and desires every living thing.
那最后我们看一段哦。
And lastly, let's read a verse.
我们看第二节、第三节、第四节、第五节、第六节。
Let's read verse 2, verse 3, verse 5, and verse 6.
啊，这里有几个字哈，我要让大家看一下的哦。
And there are a few vocabularies I want people to see.
第二节说，我要天天称颂你。
And verse 2 it says, I will extol your name forever and ever.
第四节说，这代要对那代称颂你。
And verse 4 is that one generation will commend your work to another.
第六节说，人要传说你可畏的事。
And verse 6 says, they will tell the power of your awesome works.
我们把这三个字连在一起。
And so if we could link up these three words.
第一个字叫做我。
And the first one is called I.
第二个字叫做后代。
And the second word is the generation.
第三个字叫做所有人。
And third word is all every man.
这是讲说一个人的影响力啊。
And so this is to talk about a person's influence.
从我开始。
And starting from me.
因为我懂得颂赞神。
And because I know how to praise God's name.
所以我的这一代的子孙传给下一代的子孙。
And so this generation will be passing on to the next generation.
你知道说你很重要吗？
And do you know that you are very important?
因为今天你的决定直接影响到你孩子的信仰。
Because any decision you make today will affect your children's faith.
今天你重视信仰。
And if you emphasize faith,
以后你的孩子就会重视信仰。
And in the future, your children would emphasize faith.
结果呢，一代一代一代都在神的恩典当中。
And so one generation at a time, you'd be kept in the grace of God.
但是如果你今天不重视你孩子的信仰。
And if today you don't emphasize your children's faith.
啊，读书啊，赚钱，做律师啊，教会不重要。
And you should study hard and make money and become a lawyer. Church is not important.
如果我们今天剥夺了孩子信仰的机会。
And if you have snatched away your children's opportunity of faith.
我们可能斩断的是后代子子孙孙认识神的机会啊。
And you have actually severed the relationship of any possibility of the future generations being come to know God.
所以从我开始啊。
And so starting from me.
后代子孙信仰今天看。
And all my future generations depending on me.
我赞美神。
And I praise the Lord.
后代子孙就传扬神的作为。
And the future generations will be praising God's works.
那到最后是人要传讲神的大能啊。
And at the end that all men will be preaching the almightiness of God.
所以我们后代的信仰今天就看我们自己啦。
And so our future generations depending on us today.
在这里讲说传两件了，记得你要教孩子要讲两件事啊。
So here it tells us that any teachings that to your child, to your children, that you have to speak of two things.
第五节说神的威严跟神的奇妙，这两件事一定要讲啊。
And you have to verse five, you have to speak of His glorious splendor and His majesty.
他的威严就是什么？他的法度，他的律法，你一定要讲啊。
And so that His splendor is basically His law and decree.
所以我们教孩子一定要把那个神啊，这个神吩咐的教训要教他们哦。
And we have to, when we teach our children, we have to teach them the teachings from God.
什么可以做，什么不可以做，要讲清楚啊。
And what can you do and what can you not do?
这叫做传讲神威严呐。
And this is passing on the splendor of God.
还要传神的大能呐。
And then also to preach the almightiness.
神的大能是什么？就是他在你生命当中的作为啊。
And all the mighty acts is whatever.God has impact on your life.
如果我们今天是信仰的第一代。
And if we are the first generation believers,
记得把你从神那里所得到的恩惠传给你的孩子啊。
And remember to pass on whatever grace and blessings that you receive from God to your child.
如果你的记忆力不好啊。
And if you have a poor memory,
记得把它写下来啊。
And remember to write it down.
这个好记性不如烂笔头啊。
And if you have a bad memory, it's worse than keeping notes.
所以把它写下来。
And just write it down.
使得你后代子孙能够知道这个神奇妙的作为。
And that future generations will understand the miracle doings and wonders of God.
如果你是第二代、第三代、第四代的信徒哦。
If you're second or third or fourth generation,
那你就要问问自己啊，我知不知道我们家当初为什么来信耶稣啊
？And you have to ask yourself, why does my family came to believe God?
要找出来，如果你不知道，你要找出来啊。
You have to find a reason.
要不然你的孩子怎么会知道
？And otherwise, how will your children know?
所以啊，要讲神的威严以及神的奇妙。
And so you have to talk about the glorious splendor and of His Majesty.
我们要讲神的律法跟神在我们生命当中的见证。
And we have to talk about God's laws and also His testimonies in our life.
所以在这里的这是大卫的赞美啊，大卫的颂赞诗。
And so this is a psalm of praise from David.
到最后大卫说我要永永远远颂赞他的圣名。
And at the end, David says that he will speak the praise of the Lord forever and ever.
希望我们每一个信徒也能以我们这个作为人生的目标哦。
And I hope that each and every one of our members could use this as gold in our life.
我们一起唱诗。
And let's sing him.
唱诗九十首。
Sing him 90.
是遇见苦难如同大波浪，有时有愁伤，但是不要绝望。若把主的恩典从头数一数，必能叫你立得安慰而欢呼。主的恩典各样都要数，主的恩典都要都有记清楚，主的恩典样样都要数，必能叫你立得安慰而欢呼。有时挂念世事如同挑重担，有时比前世家觉得苦难担。若说主的恩典一波就委屈，必能叫你立得快乐心平安。主的恩典恩典样样都要数，主的恩典恩典都要记清楚，主的恩典恩典样样都要数，必能叫你立得安慰而欢呼。有时遇到失败，生活显贫穷，但要深信主的应许不落空。主所施的恩典必够你使用，先求胜过生意，却把便与风。主的恩典样样都要数，主的恩典都要记清楚，主的恩典样样都要数，必能叫你立得安慰而欢呼。有时遭遇危险，无论是大小，不要惊怕，只好求主大能手，在他恩慈之下，他必能保护，一路引导我们平安见天父。主的恩典样样都要数，主的恩典都要记清楚，主的恩典样样都要数，必能叫你立得安慰而欢呼。
请坐。
Please sit.
感谢主，我们在这里要结束安息日的聚会。
And thank God we will conclude our Sabbath service here.
在祷告当中，特别为下个礼拜的灵恩布道会祷告。
Let's remember to pray for next week's evangelical service and spiritual convocation.
从星期三开始，晚上就有布道聚会啊。
And so from Wednesday night, we will have evangelical service here at church.
星期五从早上一早啊，就有一整天的崇拜聚会。
And Friday from morning on, we will have whole day of worship.
我们在这里。能够希望我们各位我们各位弟兄姐妹能够尽量安排礼拜五就能够来哦。
And let's hope that all our brothers and sisters could arrange the time to come to attend on Friday.
使我们能够利用这个机会好好安静一下哦。
And so that we could take this time and quiet down.
尤其在纽约
And especially in New York.
纽约大家都忙。
And New York City, everybody is busy.
大家累。
And everybody are tired.
大家的压力很重。
And everybody feel pressure.
所以真正要能够安静一下的机会其实并不多。
And a time of quietness is really seldom.
但是在诗篇里面，诗篇四十六篇告诉我们哦。
And but in Psalm chapter 46 it tells us.
他说你们要休息。
And it says that you have to rest.
要知道我是神。
And you have to know that I am God.
所以认识神跟我们懂不懂得休息有很大的关系。
And so whether you know God has direct link to us whether we know how to rest.
休息不是在家里躺在沙发上看电视那个休息。
And when you rest, you're not lying on the couch at home and watching television.
而是给我们心灵重新一个安静沉淀的机会啊。
And it's to give our heart and soul a time of quietness and filtering out all bad things.
使我们能够在这个忙碌的生活听见神微小的声音。
And so in our busy life, we could hear this tiny voice calling from God.
我们一起同心跪下来祷告。
Let's all kneel down and pray.